Hey, C4 Kilo Hill. I used to have it done for many years, four times a year, and with this COVID stuff, I just cut way back on it. But I don't mind it at all.
I tell you what, and you remember when I had braces? Man, I tell you what, between an orthodontist and regular dentist, I just don't care for it. But there again, it's a necessary thing, I guess. So I'm on my way down there this morning. I got an 8 o'clock. I'm going to run me through the ringer, look in my mouth and see a gold mine. And, goodness. Well, so, everything doing a little better this morning?
So I think we're on the right track this time, so... yeah, she's better, and I changed her bandage this morning, which I'll tell you sometime off the air is quite an ordeal.
Well, with anything like that, I'm very familiar because I had one in my leg when I had my fasciotomy.
I'll tell you later. I've got a pack gauze. It's a good thing I'm not squeamish.
Yep, I know what you mean. But the important thing is you're going in the right direction.
Well, we hope. If this drainage tube stays in where they can shoot some dye in there and make a good picture and see what's really going on, that'll tell the tale. So that's where we almost were when we had the difficulty before, but... anywho, is it supposed to rain today?
Well, they're talking about rain about three different times today. It's supposed to rain. Well, I thought they said it was supposed to rain mid-morning and then again right after lunch and then the usual 5 o'clock shower. So, I don't know, but they were actually talking about some thunderstorms, too.
I'm getting a phone call and I'm about to order at Bojangles. Be right back.
KN4VWA, standing by.
KN4VWA, W4NGU. Well, Steve, does your dentist use the Profijet and Cavitron?
I have absolutely no clue what you're talking about.
Things, they don't have to sit there and scrape, and it does, in my opinion, a better job, and that's why I like to get my teeth cleaned.
I'm kind of going into an unknown situation here because my dentist, the guy I always went to for many years, retired, and I think he actually retired kind of at a young age. So anyhow, I'm going in. This fella has bought his practice, I'm assuming, and I'm going in to see him for the first time today. So I'm just hoping that he's going to have the same kind of attitude as the other guy, a very practical approach, and not just look in my mouth and see a gold mine.
Well, I don't even see the dentist when I get my teeth cleaned. I waive the inspection, which is the $50 or $75 for 2 seconds while the bait and switch, while the hygienist gets my asks me a question. I turn to look at her and look back, and the dentist is gone. That burns me up. I actually switched dentists because of that, and they all try it till you figure it out. But anything I ever had wrong in my mouth, the hygienist found it cleaning my teeth. So she, oh, look here, what you got? We need to have, you know, and then it's legitimate for the dentist to come in. Let me get my food here and pay for it. Be the case as well.
Listen, you got to watch them all. You got to, especially with dentists. I took my son in one time when he was about, I guess he was about 8 or 9. And this guy was on the top of Pelham Road. I'll never forget it. He wanted to put coatings on all of Timothy's baby teeth. Have you ever heard of anything so stupid in your life? He wanted to do the acrylic coatings on all of Timothy's baby teeth. I mean, and then two of them he lost within 2 months after, you know, having gone to this guy. And he wanted, at that time, and see, that was about 1988. And he wanted $1,200 to do them then.
The guy I quit at the top of Pelham Road, in the bend of the road there, and his office is down just a little bit, kind of overlooking the Hilton.
Yes, sir. He's right under the edge, lip of the road there. Atkinson.
Guy.
This guy was named, was, I believe it was Atkins or Atkinson. And I mean, he was a shyster.
Had, he used to, I mean, one time some big time lawyer came in. He was, Dennis was talking to me. He turned away from me like I didn't exist and went running after the lawyer down the hall to say hello to him and glad to have him and everything. Just stuff like that. But this guy had a hygienist, a blonde lady named Stack, last name of Stack. And she would absolutely, you'd come out of that chair when she was flossing your teeth. She would go down with a floss into the gum. And she did it about 3 times. I mean, one time you can slip or something, but I mean, she's just tearing my mouth up. And I did something very uncharacteristic. I started screaming, and I jumped up out of that chair, and I said, "Don't you touch me, you get out of here, I've had enough of you, blah, blah, blah." I mean, it just, I couldn't believe I did it, that's just not me. But I mean, she was hurting me. And I said, I think I called her a sadist or something, and I told the dentist if I ever saw her again, I'd quit the practice. And she wasn't there long, she must have been having fun with a lot of people.
It was in the wrong business. I mean, great day. Well, hey, listen. Back when I had my braces, I was probably 16, 17 years old. And if you remember, when I was 16 and 17, I was a pretty good-sized boy. And this orthodontist, I don't know. Anyhow, he was trying to get some little loop or something or other attached to one of those appliances in my mouth. And, Bud, let me tell you what. He slipped once, and I mean, he gouged me in the jaw. And I said, "Oh, man, let's try to get that right." Well, he did the same thing 2 more times. And I looked up at him, and I said, "Now, boss, here's the way it's going to be. You're going to muster up all your confidence, you're going to muster up all your skill, and you're going to get it right this time, or you're going to get it right up the left side of your head."
No.
While I was bleeding in the side of my jaw where he had gouged me with some gadget that he was trying to use, man, I'd had enough. I mean, you know, there is a limit after 3 times. You can't, listen, once, okay, you slip. Twice, come on, let's look at it good and solid. Now, the third time's a charm, buddy. You ain't got the skills.
Well, I'm not down on the medical or dental profession, so I don't want anybody to think that. I probably shouldn't have told that, but that lady got on my nerves, literally. Hey. But I tell you something I did one time, just very calmly and quietly, and it got me some results. I guess North Hills or something had a, down at Donaldson, had a clinic down there, and I had to go down there. Somebody would see me, and I'd gotten eaten alive with poison oak. I mean, it was all over me. I was shaking. I was hurting so bad. So I went in this place to see a doctor and sat down and wound up staying 2 hours before I went back. But person after person after person, I'm the only one in the waiting room, the only one. And I guess they had a contract with Michelin, and they wanted to treat their Michelin people right. I get it. But I'm sitting there for 2 hours, and I bet you 30 people came in, checked in at the window, they took them right back. So I was hurting so bad, I went up to the window. Quietly and calmly, I said, "Ma'am, this coffee table behind me is really nice, and I'm about to throw it through this window into your lap, and it's going to splatter glass, and it's just going to be a big mess unless you take me back right now." And she took me back.
Hey, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, Bo.
I thought somebody's going to think I'm a bad person, but I was very calm and quiet, and if there had been anybody else in the waiting room, they wouldn't have heard it. But her eyes got big, and she said, "Come on back, sir." The night last night, did you know what I'm talking about?
Are you referring to what I had for supper?
No, there was some stuff going around on Facebook for a nationwide from 6 to 8 p.m. Get on 146.52 direct and light up 2 meters and just see how many people you can work direct. Some people were going up on mountains and some people were just going out in their backyard. And I talked to an old boy in Inman that I'd never heard before. He was pretty strong and I just didn't stay on, but I hope that went over big. That was kind of cool.
I did not know anything about it. I wish you'd have given me a phone call. But there again, I had some other very pleasant activities going on that took precedence.
Okay, we'll move on. Well, I had texted you and wanted to see if you wanted to hear me on 40 meters, and you never did answer, so I figure you were snoozing or otherwise.
It sure was, and, it wasn't a bad weekend. I worked Friday evening up until late and then worked Saturday all day long, up until about 6 or 7 o'clock. And Sunday, went to services, enjoyed it, and our associate pastor, Joe Price, they had a little retirement ceremony for the boy, and it was just a good day. Came home relaxed. I think I took 2 different naps. The evening was just really relaxing. It was just a really nice day yesterday.
They announced at my church that they're going to go full bore back to full activities, full choir and orchestra, no masks required, although they're going to have an area if you want a social distance. It's not going to be required anymore. They're going to start back just like in January. On the 13th.
That's good. Hey, what does the state numbers look like right now? Are we still getting heavy new cases?
Slowing down a little bit. I haven't paid any attention in the last couple of nights.
Well, I'll tell you what. About 2 weeks ago, we were only like 25 or 30% of what North Carolina is. And North Carolina was still running 1,700, 1,800 new cases a day or a week or something. So, I don't know. I'm not going to North Carolina anytime soon.
He's had four cases, and they put it on an email. They're being very transparent. And then they instituted last night mandatory masks unless you're outside or in your dorm room or something. So, you know, my guess is we're going to have a good many more. But I walk from my truck to my office, work by myself, eat lunch at my desk, put on gloves and a mask if I go to the restroom, and then I walk back to my truck. I'm not taking any chances.
Folks that come into your office, or when you ingress or egress the building, you put on gloves, or I'm hoping you're using tons of hand sanitizer.
Comes to my office. Sometimes we have meetings in the conference room, but that's all gloves and mask and stuff. So I'm hoping to stay well away from it. But you never know out in public how close you come to it.
What do you mean? What? It's something else. I tell you what, you got some stupid, stupid people out here. I'll be right back with you.
Are you standing by?
You still there?
I am.
Stupid woman pulls out of a used car lot here on Wade Hampton Boulevard, crosses over three lanes into the speed lane right in front of me. Never slowed down pulling out of the parking lot, and basically pulls right out in front of me, and I have to slam on the brakes to keep from hitting her while she's getting going. So I go around her. I mean, I kind of get close. And then she pulls up and starts cussing me out. Can you believe this stupidity out here?
Stay away from them.
Let us bow. They walk amongst us. Nut burgers.
But even more dangerous, they drive amongst us.
Bo, you got that right.
Ready for some cooler weather. Golly, I'm tired of this humidity. Have you ever been to the Spartanburg Ham Fest?
I have not. Are they? Well, that's the Greenville Club that put. Well, no, who puts that on?
That's the Blue Ridge Club, but they have it at the fairgrounds in Spartanburg, right below Heron Circle. And that might be a good close one that we go to. I don't really need anything, but. I like to look at the boat anchors the guys spend their gas and time to bring that never sail. And but I might want to go to that one. It's mid-September. I forgot the date.
This past year for some reason.
I don't know if that was the year they had the problem with the venue pricing or something, I don't know. But we might want to consider going to one that close.
Yeah, that'd be fine. What do they charge to get in?
I don't know. I imagine it's $10 if you just show up and don't pay ahead of time. Wouldn't be any more than that, but seemed like it's been $8, so it could have gone up a little bit. I don't know. You never know.
Remember what they charged for that thing up at Shelby, but I tell you what, that thing up at Shelby, the one time I went, I wouldn't waste my money to pay to park. Yeah, that's right, it was $5 to park, and then they charged, I'm thinking it was either 10 or 15 to get in, and there wasn't nothing in there.
An air-conditioned building up there in Shelby. There's nothing like that in Spartanburg, and it's not near that big. So, you know, what you're not going to see more equipment for your dollar in Spartanburg. It's just something to do and see some of the guys that maybe you hadn't seen in a while. Seems like every year I go to Spartanburg, I see somebody that is not around the next year.
Well, they didn't have but one air-conditioned building up there, Phil. The rest of it was just out. And then they had their jockey lot down in the very, very back. I was surprisingly unimpressed. But anyhow, who knows? Maybe it was just an off year. Well, listen, I've destinated. I'm here at my dentist. And hopefully we'll have great expectations and a good outcome. And I'll holler at you a little bit later, bud. I'm already running about 4 or 5 minutes late, so I got to run. 73s, K and 4 VWA. Clear after your final.
See you, W4NGU.